indebtedness, it is at the same level as in 2022, €564 million. As for quarterly analysis, for 9 months, it is shown for 9 months because we didn't have the results for the entire 2023 at the moment. As for EBITDA margin, it is in the middle, 18.6%, and for the share of light products, I believe that we are the leader in the whole region, 82.4%. In addition, we will report on sustainable development. Here we see the approach to this type of reporting and fields that we report about. This is in accordance with the GRI standard. As for environmental protection, last year we invested 802 million dinar in the environmental projects, which is higher than last year. So the projects were the construction of hazardous goods warehouse in Pančevo. We finished the study for permanent disposal of oily sediments and the audit of IPPC permit for our refinery and also installation separators and meters in petrol stations. As for the employees, we organized 4,289 training courses with the participation of around 30,000 attendants, and we spent 104,000 hours. We had a great number of voluntary campaigns. Actually, nine of them, and blood donations of 1,121 volunteers, and donations of the Government of the Republic of Serbia in education and health protection, 7 million dinars. And the plans for 2024 of object?
The end is stable business operation, realization of key projects in this volatile macroeconomic environment, and permanent supply. Despite the situation at the global market of oil, we see that our stock will have consequences to logistics, and it will have not only on flow or on trends of the oil, but also of logistics and other areas. There is also the question of deadlines, and I say all the boats that are sailing from Asia towards us need additional month of sailing, and that influences much to deadlines for delivery, and that will bring different results. What is important is that we see in this emission cycle that we have planned for this year, and it is to invest 59.7 billion dinars. It is quite an increase if we compare it with 2023. It is maybe twice as much as in 2022, and it is one of the most important projects, and it is demanding in the sense of investment, and that will be the project of capital turnaround. And we also plan in the same time several other projects that will require refinery to stop in order to finish them. We also plan the realization of a stable production of oil and gas, and it will affect our drilling activities and EBITDA, and we are waiting for the completion of the construction of new facility for drilling rigs, and will give us the possibility to drill more when we talk about quantity, and also to increase our speed of drilling on our wells, in other words, to be more efficient in production of oil and gas. Next slide about the volume of oil and gas production. Here we don't have numbers for 2024, but our objective is to be very near the results of 23 with a slight drop, and the task is to see this flat production. In other words, we plan to continue production of the fluid phase of hydrocarbons, to be on a flat production. About gas, maybe we can experience slight drop, but when we talk about Srpska Crnja, Novo Miloševo, that has a sour gas, when we talk about electricity production, they will also affect the production of gas in this year. As for refining, due to this turnaround, we will have a reduction. Refining of oil will reduce in this year, but for the moment our volume of refining is planned to be higher than 2019, when there was this last turnaround, and to be very near the results of year in 2021. Regarding sales and distribution, we also see the slight decrease, mainly due to same reasons, turnaround in the refinery of Pančevo and the reduction of the black products, of dark products in our basket, because if we do not produce this, we will produce them, we will not be able to sell them. That's why we have this reduction or decrease. And sales and distribution of motor fuels, of engine fuels, we plan to keep them at the same level as in 2023. About energy, we plan to continue construction of photovoltaic power plants, both on petrol stations, and to build one power plant at the warehouse in Novi Sad, that is already agreed and contracted, and we hope it will start this year as soon as possible. At the end, the conclusion about the entire year 2023, when we focus on negative effects, we saw that there were complex macroeconomic conditions. There was a drop of oil price and petroleum product price. Now it started to rise again, but we will see how it will continue. Also, we had market limitations at the beginning of the year, but also in the second half of the year, and we experienced the continuation of these limitations. In other words, it is the regulation given by the state to limits on prices. Out of positive effects and things that were most important is that we kept the stability at the local market. We implemented a very big investment program in 2023, and we also paid the dividends that were the highest in the history of Nissan, amounted more than 20%.